There are developments today in Iraq. Reinforcements, both American and Iraqi, have been pouring into a U.S. Marine base on the edge of Fallujah. The U.S. military has made clear the decision on whether to attack the insurgent stronghold rests with Iraq's interim Prime Minister, Iyad Alawi. He's been under pressure to find a negotiated solution first, but patience is wearing thin among American forces. NPR's Ann Garrels is embedded with a Marine battalion near Fallujah.
The military says overnight airstrikes hit an insurgent command post and weapons cache in the southeastern part of Fallujah. Marines have been focusing on this area, softening it up for the expected attack. Insurgents, in turn, regularly launch rockets and mortars at this makeshift Marine base. Most miss their mark, but with the distinctive whistle of incoming fire, everyone darts for cover. Patrols, which are more vulnerable, are regularly hit.
It's frustrating. So you feel more like on the defense than on the offense. So, hate that.
Medic Mick McDowell breathes a sigh of relief at the end of every day.
And we get back in, and it's like, yeah, we're cheering. And it's funny because it's like, it's one day at a time. So when you get through and your shift is over, you're like, man, I'm fantastic.
In one of the most deadly attacks yet on U.S. troops, a suicide bomber hit a reconnaissance patrol last Saturday, killing 8 Marines from a company of 160. Psychologist Captain Bill Nash was sent in to counsel the survivors.
They experienced a horrible shame of being helpless, and Marines hate above everything to be helpless, passive. It's not the way they see themselves, and it's hard for them to get back into their feeling of confidence.
Nash says it's especially important to help them now because they'll be in the thick of it soon. But he says something else is also bothering these young Marines.
They are hated, and that they know that, and that is one of the things that is very painful for all of them because we're the good guys. And they try to be good guys. Even the same unit has gone and distributed food and done some things to try to win the affection of the people, which obviously is not working.
I once was lost, but now am found.
Marines gathered this morning to honor the 8 who were killed on Saturday. Commanders tried to limit the numbers because given the attacks on the base, it's dangerous for the entire battalion to be in one place at one time. But the chow hall was filled as young Marines talked about their friends who died. There's no more time to mourn. Preparations for the attack now move into high gear. 25-year-old Lance Corporal Jonathan Wheeler says the waiting is the worst part.
We're ready and amped to go, so this waiting game is kind of eating away at us. So we're just ready to go, get the show over with, get this done with, and go home,
Like many here, Wheeler has no regrets about joining the Marines. He dropped out of college and is now ready to go back. He'll likely see his first combat before that. For 22-year-old Jason Hampton, it's a return engagement. He was in the initial invasion of Iraq 18 months ago.
We kind of thought it was over, but It's a lot different. Right now, we're doing things that we didn't do last time. Last time when we fought, it was very easy at the beginning of the war. We were fighting Iraqi Republican Guards. We saw people in uniforms. We saw their army. We took them out. This time, the people we're fighting are civilians or insurgents that are hiding amongst the civilians. We can't distinctively tell them apart who's enemy, who's not.
In what may be just a short time before the attack, thousands of Iraqi troops are to be integrated into the U.S. units. Their performance to date has been mixed. If they stay and fight, commanders say their presence will be important both symbolically and tactically. Ann Garrels, NPR News, near Fallujah.
And as the Fallujah preparations continue, here's an update on the election in the United States. President Bush won the popular vote and leads the electoral vote, but John Kerry has not conceded defeat because the state of Ohio is in dispute. Senate Minority Leader Tom Daschle lost his job last night. House Republican Leader Tom DeLay kept his.